As most Wisconsin public schools get back in session today, motorists need to be on the lookout for kids.
Our summer has passed away.
Sounds like there's been a death in the family, but that's exactly what we're hoping to avoid, says Pam Moen at Wisconsin AAA.
Children can be injured and killed, of course, as pedestrians, and it's just really important that we all allow plenty of extra time to get where we're going.
Children don't always make the best judgment and can dart into oncoming traffic. So Moen says it's important for motorists to slow down and drive with extra care to help keep kids safe, particularly in school and residential areas, and especially in the morning and afternoon hours. And even though it can be annoying, Moen says when the school bus stops, you stop.
When those school buses are stopped with their lights flashing and the stop signs out, motorists must stop until that stop sign is pulled back in. And that happens, of course, because sometimes the pickup or drop-off points actually have students crossing in front of the bus.
A citation for failure to stop for a school bus is around $235, and it's the same for the illegal passing of a school bus. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.